This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
It's time now for the Sports Medicine and Fitness Show. Brought to you by the American College of Sports Medicine. Here's Melanie Cole.
Hey, my guest is Jackie Keller, and she's a certified professional wellness coach. She is also Le Cordon Bleu trained culinary expert and the founding director of NutriFit, Los Angeles' premier healthy food company. And we're talking about portion sizes now. When we think of portion sizes of anything, Jackie, how do you, Weight Watchers Forever has been having their portion size and portion control thing. Every diet organization has their own sort of way of portioning out food. How do you do that?
Well, we do it in our kitchen all the time with scales and scoops and, measuring cups. But let's face it, as a, person out in the world and going out to restaurants and going to parties and looking at other people's, being a guest in other people's homes, you don't walk around with a scale or a scoop or a, a measuring cup. And it's not a very practical way to sort of maneuver your way through life if it isn't, there needs to be, I think, handy reference items that are household items, things that people can relate to. When I work with people to try to help them get a sense of what an appropriate portion size should be, other than measuring it out and putting it on a plate and saying, take a visual picture of it and try to remember this, we use some reference objects as a way of helping people understand what a portion size should be. So, for example, if you've got the jar of peanut butter out and you're trying to figure out, without the use of a measuring tablespoon, how much is a tablespoon or two tablespoons, which is the portion size, what should it be? And I would say, think of a golf ball. A golf ball is, most of us, if we put our thumb and our second finger together or forefinger together and we make a little circle, that's about like the, diameter of a golf ball. So that's a 2-ounce portion of peanut butter, and that's a serving size. So that would be an example of what I might suggest to somebody as a reference object.
That's a great idea, using reference objects that you can think of in your mind, because as you say, you're out to dinner, you're at parties, and so now speak about meat, things like that, because that seems to be, everything now is larger. The pasta dishes, the restaurant, they're huge.
And that there is that element of portion distortion, and I've heard the whole, argument about choose plates where the white portion of the plate is smaller and the colored portion of the plate is bigger because it makes the food look, But, again, not practical from the standpoint of just the way we really truly operate in life. So when you're at a restaurant and they bring you this enormous plate and you're trying to figure out how much of this meat you should eat, I suggest think of a deck of cards, The palm of the hand, theory without the fingers and the thumb, it's the palm of your hand. Well, that works if you're a medium-sized woman, but not if you're a big-sized guy. So instead, I think, as a reference object, think of the size of a deck of cards, because that deck of cards is probably pretty much it. And while it's an old-fashioned tool, it's not out yet of society. We still handle cards, and so that's a reference object for about 3.5 ounces, 3.5 to 4 ounces of animal protein, and that's about what we should be having.
And that's a really great way. Now, what about fish? Because, people say, oh, well, I can eat all the fish that I want. But then, of course, there's sometimes sauce that goes with it and breading and other things.
And some fish have a much higher oil content than others, so while it's maybe true of a dry white fillet fish that you can eat, twice as much. When it comes to salmon, twice as much is not twice as good for you. Although salmon is one of, my favorite foods and really a terrific thing to include in your diet, it's not an unlimited quantity. So for that, I might say, think about the length of 2 decks of cards, but not the width, because again, fish, depending on what kind of fish you're getting, whether you're getting a short, squatty fish or whether you're getting, a long, thin fillet, what you're looking for is roughly double the size of a portion of red meat. So, a 6-ounce portion of fish is manageable for most of us in our calorie allotment for the day and healthy. So that would be a reference object for that. Again, not trying to think of something that would be, unless you have another suggestion, Melanie, what do you tell people?
Well, I mean, with fish, if it's, you know, I really don't portion out fish unless it's cooked with a sauce or fried, because I think if you're going to go ahead and eat 8 ounces of salmon, then more power to you, because it's just going to give you more of that omega-3s and more, you know. But if it's got some kind of béarnaise sauce on it, or if you're eating a piece of sea bass, which is a little bit richer, and you know that it's been cooked in plenty of oil or butter, you know, then, yeah, I like, you know, I kind of look like a deck of cards as well. So that's, right. I think that that's a really good visual. Now, what do you think people, you know, are always asking about desserts? They're at a party. They want to have whatever gorgeous dessert is being offered. This is the holidays. So
right.
Give us some hope for portioning out our desserts that are, you know, coming around these days.
Well, I would say, you know, for the most part, unless you made it or you know who made it and what's in it, you know, you're gonna be looking at some pretty skinny slivers to keep within what might be a reasonable serving, just to make sure you don't excess. But the reference point would probably be something like the same reference for a bagel, as an example, and that's, you know, a hockey puck. If you think of what a hockey puck looks like, it's about, you know, 3.5 inches in diameter and about 3/4 of an inch thick, less than a full inch thick. That is it. I mean, that's a bagel. That's a piece of dessert. That's your serving size. And that's a small, relatively small piece. I mean, that's about the diameter of a normal standard size coffee mug in terms of its diameter, circular diameter, and maybe 1/2 inch thick. And that's about it. That's
now, Jackie, because you were at Cordon Bleu, mm-hmm. and you see that in France the portion sizes are just, you know, tiny, mm-hmm. but divine,
yes.
You know. And so what would you tell people about the way that, you know, I mean, there is the French paradox. We've heard about it for years. And that they eat foods with butter and cream and cheese and milk, but yet they drink red wine. They smoke like sieves, and yet they have less heart disease and, you know, sort of stress-related diseases than we do.
Well, there's the key right there. You said it yourself, Melanie. I mean, stress plays a huge role in weight management, as we know, from just looking at our population here. The effect of cortisol on the system, which is the stress hormone that's released when we're under pressure, is huge when it comes to weight management. So the French have a much less stressful lifestyle as a population. They take much longer vacations. Their pace of life is much slower. They do drink more wine than we tend to. They also walk more than we tend to. And their portions are a fraction of what we eat. So they may eat richer food, and they may have, and trust me, when I went to Cordon Bleu, which was many years ago, everything was cooked in butter. In fact, on the table, there was a plate of butter mounded high like an ice cream cake. And you just, you know, the technique was to scoop from that plate and throw it into the frying pan before you did anything. So I wasn't trained classically in healthy cooking. I was trained classically in cooking, and the health part of it came later on through a passion for helping people live longer, healthier lives and not killing them with unlimited amounts of butter and cream. So I think, though, you hit on it when you said that stress and lifestyle and small portions really are the key. And that's why, you know, when you think about a serving of nuts, think about what fits inside of a shot glass. Not much.
Not much.
1 ounce of alcohol, 1 ounce of nuts. That's your portion size. So we're not going to sit, although almonds and walnuts are really good for us and we want to have them in our diet daily is great, but, you know, it's going to be 1 ounce portions, and that's going to be what fits inside of a shot glass.
Now, Jackie, in the last 15 or 20 seconds, best advice for the new year?
best advice for the new year, make a plan and work your plan. You know, set out some goals for yourself that you think you can achieve in baby steps and click them off as you get there, feeling more and more empowered to do more and more. Make them SMART goals. Specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic and timed, and go for it. Make your plan, work your plan, get some help, employ your friends and family, and go for it.
That is really great advice. What a great way to end the show. You've been listening to the Sports Medicine and Fitness Show brought to you by the American College of Sports Medicine. If you missed any of the great information that we gave, you can podcast the show at healthradio.net. This is Melanie Cole for Health Radio. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.